Well, City Council, it's obviously no surprise. I'm a massive baseball fan. You all know that. And when you grow up in this town playing baseball, one of the cool whispers that happens when you play across this city is you hear from your dad or your uncle, you know, or your grandfather that brings you to the field, and they say, you know, Babe Ruth played here. And it's a really cool feeling because when I grew up playing baseball, you know, one of the first clips you see is of this left-hander, number three, hitting what are absolute bombs in black and white. And you go, man, I really want to do that. Well, and then my dad turned me around and I swung right-handed. So that never could happen. But it's an amazing celebration. And Babe Ruth is an amazing part of our history. And both as a baseball fan as a St. Pete fan, and frankly, even as a West Sider, having where Babe Ruth played a lot of golf, hung out, maybe had a cocktail or two on the water. And the history that he brings along with the baseball history we have in St. Petersburg is something certainly to celebrate. So we have Tom Stevens here, Babe Ruth's grandson, along with family members. Will Michaels from the Kids and Cubs, come on and join me. And Steve Elfman, the president of Azalea Neighborhood, who on Saturday evening we're going to have a celebration commemorating 100 years of Babe Ruth coming to St. Pete, and a golf cart parade and a couple of unveilings, and have a little celebration on the west side. But it's my pleasure today to offer this proclamation on behalf of the mayor to celebrate 100 years of history with Babe Ruth here in St. Petersburg. And the proclamation states, whereas George Herman Babe Ruth Jr. played baseball during spring training in St. Petersburg with the New York Yankees from 1925 to 1934, and again with the Boston Braves in 1935. And whereas Babe Ruth gave generously of himself while in St. Petersburg to support children's and other civic causes and organizations, including what is now Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital, the American Legion, YMCA, the Women's Club, the Kids and Cubs, St. Petersburg High School, and the former Military Academy. And whereas Babe Ruth's presence in St. Petersburg highlighted the city's association with sports, outdoor leisure, and just plain fun, and greatly contributed to the city's sense of place. And whereas Tom Stevens, Babe Ruth's grandson, and his family are celebrating the centennial of Babe Ruth's first year in St. Petersburg with a visit, and will throw out the first pitch at the annual Kids and Cubs Mayor City Hall and City Council game on February 8th, 2025. And now, therefore, I, Copley Gertis, Chair of the City Council, on behalf of Kenneth T. Welch, Mayor of the City of St. Petersburg, do hereby proclaim Saturday, February 5th, 2025, as Babe Ruth Day in St. Petersburg, and encourage all of our residents to celebrate a legendary baseball great who 77 years after his passing is still fondly remembered and honored by fans everywhere. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us here. It's our honor and pleasure to be here to join you. And thank you for recognizing the many humanitarian things that Babe did. He received the Sports Humanitarian Hall of Fame Award in 2010, and I read an article saying, they drag in the bottom of the barrel. I guess they couldn't find anybody else, which elicited a response from me, of course. I had to point out to him his ignorance. If he really knew the history, he would never have said that. Matter of fact, I just recently read a paper I'd never seen before, written by an oncologist, who said that Babe's greatest contribution to humanity had nothing to do with baseball. It was the fact that he volunteered for what at the time was brand new, cutting edge chemo and radiation therapy. He was one of the first in the country to, he said, well, you know, it may not work for me, but at least if you learn something, it'll help somebody else. But that was the very nature of Babe Ruth. So thank you very much.
Let me just say on behalf of the Kids and Cubs, there were some pictures up here a few minutes ago that showed Babe Ruth at the Kids and Cubs game back in 1933. If you look at that picture very closely, you'll see Babe Ruth had a beard on. There's a backstory to that that I won't go into here, but it's a great story. But Babe Ruth was celebrated by the Kids and Cubs. He was there on many occasions. His family came, his wife came, his kids came to the games. Babe Ruth served as a coach from time to time, as did other members of the Yankees. And it was a great interaction there, a great sharing and bonding there between the Kids and Cubs back in 1933 and the Babe Ruth family. And we're very happy to be having this second Babe Ruth Day, the first one back in 1933 and now again in 2025. It's great to help our community celebrate Babe Ruth. I think I won't go into any of the history here, but I think everybody knows that when Babe Ruth played in the city, the population of the city doubled and tripled, and he contributed greatly to the advancement and the prosperity of our wonderful town. So thank you.
Mr. Stevens, you've got there a minute. We have council member comments. Council member Gabbard.
Thank you. So just wanted to say thank you so much, not only to Chair Gerdes, but to the mayor for bringing this forward today. Unfortunately, I won't be able to be with you all this weekend. I'll be watching my own left-handed slugger on a ball field somewhere in Florida. But I'll definitely be with you in spirit, and we'll be grateful that I won't be blowing out my knee this time playing you all. So, you know, Babe Ruth is one of the first things you learn about the history of St. Petersburg when you move here, when I did 20 plus years ago. And it's just such a rich history. It's such a beautiful history. It's something to brag about. And raising someone who plays baseball and loves baseball and wants to be an MLB player someday, you know, it's just really something that's special to our family. And so thank you. Thank your family. Thank you to everyone who's here today recognizing it. And I will definitely be with you all in spirit on Saturday. So congratulations.
Well, I want to first thank you and your family for being here and joining us here in beautiful St. Petersburg. Thank you to Will Michaels, who, by the way, could, if he said the history, we'd be here a long time because he knows every bit of the history when it comes to baseball and our city. And he's a treasure, and he makes sure that we preserve our history in our city. I have to invite the family, and I said this before the meeting, but I'm going to say it again. You have to go to Crescent Lake Park. Visit Hugenstengel Field. It's a local and national historic landmark, and that Babe Ruth played there. And you'll be lucky to catch white pelicans that came from up north in the lake this year, this time of the year. Your kids will have a great time. It's a treasure. It's a beautiful place, and it's a place where right now our high school plays baseball. So they play baseball on hallowed grounds. It really is a special place in our city. So I hope you make it there. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you.